All right. Whatever. Hey, there we are. What the heck happened?
That was weird.
All right. We had a little glitch there. It's got nothing to do with Twitter. We're out. We're not on Twitter tonight. But anyway. All right. Monday night, we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say it, everybody in the chat. Bascom Avenue is on. Mike Griffith's on. USA Happy Girl is on. Shaylin 04 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. All right, Richard Perry 49 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. ED2 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger's on. Just Facts on. TJ T1 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Neanderthal Soup's on. Just Fact is on. Genie Malfeasy's on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Just Facts is on. Six Lynn is on. K4VMS is on. Lady Vu's on. Dave Souter's on. John Phillips is on. R Major 79 is on. Sheila K is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Todd Suff is on. Rafa 9821 is on. Whammy Jammer is on. Mobetto 01's on. Biggie is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Stevie 1973 is on. Keylime 13's on. Luann 5 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Conservative Waffles on. Neon Widow's on. Stefa Toms is on. Those Jesus people is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Snarl Barkley is on. ED92 is on. Ambully's on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Coco Dominke is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Mary Lisa is on. A. Wethy is on. Scrolling down here. Nate Dad is on. Let me see if I missed anybody. That's pretty good. All right. Oh, wow. A lot more people. Let me see if I get the last one. Freedom Rings is on. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Love each and every one of you. Hope you're doing good. All right. Let's hop on to this thing. Obviously, we're launching with a Tesla portion of the show tonight. But really, it's about Elon Musk. And like the title said on the podcast, Elon must be over the target because he's getting hit from every angle. Every single angle he's being hit from. And we'll get into it in a second, but you know, the left is always saying that the number one threat to America is right wingers. Namely, they label us extremists, they label us Nazis, and they name us white supremacist terrorists. And they say that's where all the threats are coming. And again, we had a 4-year experiment called the Biden administration. Where was any white nationalist terrorism, white supremacist terrorism, whatever you want to call it? None of that ever happened. And I don't even want to just say white. There was no conservative terrorism during the entire 4 years of the Biden administration. Not one ounce, nothing. When Aaron and I looked and I offered people, send it in, please send it in. Show me the genocide of the trans people. Send it in. Show me that that violence. There isn't any. But here we have, what is it called, Aaron? Like a DDoS or what's it called?
Yeah, DDoS.
DDoS attack on Twitter, where I guess there's like billions of requests are sent in from multiple locations or from one general location. So that's been hit. Tesla's been hit with violence. We're not able to stream on Tesla tonight. Aaron didn't see anybody streaming live on Tesla because that part, I mean, not Tesla, on X, because I'm all confused. But anyway, Tesla and X, all owned by Elon Musk, have been hit hard. Tesla stock is way down. And Brett, since you're here, I've been waiting all day to tell you this. Because I got all over him about his electric car, okay? Now, I still will because it wasn't a Tesla, just for the record. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of thinking about buying a Tesla truck. I mean, I'm kind of thinking about it.
That will be the day.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, here's the reason why. First of all, to support Elon. Second of all, they are cool. Third of all, and I'm not buying it, obviously, to prevent CO2 from going in the atmosphere. That's a bunch of crap. TJ T1, Pastor Tom, what is going on with Alex Jones Reporter? I got it. It's second in the line here after Tesla. Jamie White was killed. So freaking sad. Jamie White, one of Alex Jones' primary reporters, primary writers, actually puts together the show, was murdered in Austin, Texas, because Austin, Texas is a liberal haven and has no control over crime. Plus, that's a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay, that one of Alex Jones's people. And really, one of the brain trust behind, I mean, Alex Jones is a genius anyway, but this is a brain trust behind Alex Jones. and he was murdered in Austin. So I'm glad. A case I didn't get to it. Thank you for bringing that up. I probably would have remembered that, but I don't know, because once I get rolling, who knows what pops in and what pops out. So, yeah, it's a very, very sad thing. I do have, right after the Tesla section of the show, that is the second part of the show. There's so much news, and I got to make it a short show. It's got to be a short show. Got to be done by 10:20. No later than 10:20. There it is, right there. I'm shooting for 10:15, 1 hour from now, but 10:20. But anyway, so Elon has to be over the target because he's being attacked in every angle. But anyway, back to the Cybertruck thing. The reason why I'm thinking about it is, of course, number one, to support Elon. But you know what else it does, guys? Those of us living in Florida, all of us are the priests of our home, charge of our houses here, Brent, Aaron, and I. It fully charges your house for 3 days. You can run anything on it. Is that you, Aaron? Somebody told me that. I don't remember who it was. Somebody told me that.
I can't remember who said it.
It fully charges your house. You can plug in your house. AC, refrigerator, you plug it into your Tesla truck. It's like a full generator for 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, in Florida, you know, I mean, hey, that's a big deal. So I'm thinking about it. So I'll scoot over and I will let Brent come in and make fun of me for 5 minutes if I do it, because I'll deserve it. But anyway, because I made fun of him. And by the way, I'm going to continue to make fun of him just in case I don't buy it. So anyway, he was driving his wife's car the other night. So when I pulled up, I got my hopes up. I'm like, that's not his regular car. But then I noticed it was his wife's
couple
car.
More months.
Couple more months, and we're going to have the electric come back in.
We'll be back, yeah.
And then myself and Brent's dad will make fun of him. All right, let's get to Tesla. All right, townhall.com video breaking Elon Musk says the attack on X today originated from an IP address. Can anybody guess what country? Can anybody guess what country it came from? From the Ukraine. Play for me.
There was a cyber attack on X today, which shut it down and may have been foreign sourced.
Yes.
It's a big story. You want to give us a moment on that?
Well, we're not sure exactly what happened, but there was a massive cyber attack to try to bring down the X system with IP addresses originating in the Ukraine.
IP addresses originating in Ukraine. What a shock. And how stupid can you be to be in Ukraine and attack Elon Musk when he is in control of your military communications system? Without Starlink, they can't talk to squat. Squat can't talk to squat. And you're going to attack the guy who put it up there for you? And by the way, can shut it off just like Trump did for several days. He just shut off basically their missile command system, because their missile command system was our missile command system. We were sending attackums into Russia. He just shut it off. And lo and behold, Zelensky issues an apology today. What a shock after the getting annihilated in the war. And by the way, just Trump's so pro-Putin. Putin goes on an offensive and Trump says, okay, if you're going to do that, then we're going to sanction you. What happened to the offensive? Oh, so Trump's pro-Putin? No, what he is pro-intelligent. Pro what's actually true. And this is a useless Slavic war that we have nothing to do with. But anyway, so it was a DDoS attack in Ukraine. That's what happened. And believe me, it's accurate because Elon said it. It's accurate. It came from Ukraine. What a bunch of dumb people. All right, lives a TikTok video. Elon Musk, the reason why these things are happening, not the Ukraine thing, maybe. And oh, you know what? I was going to say something stupid right there. If we honestly even think that this comes from Ukraine, it doesn't come from Ukraine. Ukraine is simply a globalist puppet to fight against people who are anti-global, anti-globalist. You know, the bourgeois leftist global elitist, they just run everything out of Ukraine. All their CBDC experiments, that's in central bank digital currency. That's all happening there. They're almost all fully digitized in Ukraine as it is, just like China is. So it was launched out of Ukraine, but I guarantee you it actually comes from, can anybody guess? Can anybody guess where it actually comes from? It actually comes from NGOs funded by you and me via the federal government. Guarantee it. Boy, we'll deep dive into that in a minute. So anyway, the reason why these things are happening to Elon, it's got really nothing to do with the Slavic conflict. It's nothing to do with us. It's because of this. Lives a TikTok video. Elon Musk exposes massive fraud. So now he's going to be attacked by the people who want the fraud to continue because they're profiting from it. Play for him, Brent.
The 20 million people who are definitely dead marked as alive in the Social Security database. Why were hundreds of millions of dollars of Small Business Administration loans were given out to people aged 11 and under, according to the Social Security? I mean, like, these must be some very enterprising 8-year-olds, you know.
All right, so there you go. Elon exposes massive fraud. Everybody hear the numbers here? 20,000 dead people. No, my apologies. 20 million dead people marked as alive. Okay, that doesn't even, I mean, marked as alive by our Social Security database. They're marked as alive human beings. They're only off by a few, Aaron.
Just
20 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it's off by 20 million. And all of them get thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars per year from, from us, from you and I. Hundreds of millions of dollars in the of SBA loans are given out to people under the given out to people aged 11 or under. I mean, if you're gonna be a fraudster and a huckster, like Act Blue's going down. Act Blue's going down. I mean, this is an FEC. I mean, obviously, if you're gonna be a huckster, and you're in Act Blue, and you're gonna say that Aaron Yeager donated to the DNC 5,000 times in a matter of a year, and each individual payment was for $74. I mean, nobody in a lifetime gives 5,000 times. Nobody in a lifetime, nobody in a year gives 5,000 times. They had it where there was people that were giving 1,000 times a month to the DNC. If you're going to be a huckster, and it's the exact same person, and we all know what's actually going on, is it's illegal foreign campaign contributions that are being put on to America, attributed to Americans thousands of times over. So then they also don't violate campaign finance restrictions where you can't give over a certain amount. I mean, if you're going to do it, then you're going to need to make up the names. You're going to have to figure out something. But they're too stupid to be a fraudster. They're too stupid. And it's the same thing here. Okay, we know that these loans, hundreds of millions of dollars of SBA loans, that's Small Business Administration. Small Business Administration. 11-year-old starting a small business. They don't qualify for a loan. Who filled out their loan application? People need to go to federal prison. Who filled out that application? Federal prison. Because hundreds of millions of dollars are gone for loans that were given out to people age 11 or under. 20 million people who are dead are considered alive by the Social Security Administration. And you have these people. I mean, we played it in the pregame. Aaron, see if you can find it. In the pregame with the woman with the mask, if you find it while I'm still on it, keep it and just holster it.
Yep.
If I'm done, just holster it and I'll maybe use it later. But if you're out there and you're protesting this, do you ever cognitively go over a list in your mind of what it is that you're against? I mean, you go out there, you have an unelected Elon Musk combing through the federal databases. We're against that because, you know, he wasn't elected. Nobody, every single day, whether it's Social Security Administration, whether it was USAID, you had unelected bureaucrats looking at your private financial data. Every day, what makes them more qualified than Elon Musk, who does have a top secret security clearance? Just play it side by side, Aaron. So if you're a dip squat loser like this woman here, who, by the way, if you happen to attend Foundation Church, can you side by side?
Yeah,
no?
I'm going to.
Okay, so because if I don't have it, I got to change points. All right, so here, just let it roll. She's on there the whole time. If you are somebody who attends Foundation Church, if you are, or watches Foundation Church, you're always wondering, who is it that Tom is talking about? When he talks about the women who lop off their hair and purposely make themselves ugly and try to force their husband into some sort of pseudo-sexual lesbian relationship. There she is. Right there, masked, alone, in 2025, outside. Protesting Elon Musk for revealing that 20 million people are considered, 20 million dead people are considered alive by the Social Security Administration. Protesting Elon Musk for revealing the very fact that the SBA, the Small Business Administration, is issuing loans to four-year-olds. And doesn't want that exposed? And it's just like the CNN piece with Scott Jennings, where the CNN host goes, everybody wants to get rid of election fraud, I mean, not election fraud, of fraud and waste in the federal government. That's just a mantra that they all have to repeat. They don't really believe that. Elon Musk actually believes that. And this, I mean, again, this is our opposition right here. A woman who has lopped off her hair has made herself as ugly as she possibly can be. That's her goal in life. How can I make myself uglier today? Aaron, play it. Listen to her voice.
Egregious. The president comes out, the most powerful person.
I mean, listen, I'm going to just be honest with you guys. Can I be honest with everybody? If I was married to that, I'd blow my brains out.
Yeah.
I just, you know what? I'd chance going to hell.
Do you lazy federal worker?
I mean, going home to that every night, and Aaron said earlier, this is Aaron. Aaron would go on a sex strike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aaron would be on a sex strike.
Which side are you on?
Which side are you on? I got to find that, Aaron. By the way, find that for me for later in the show, because I got to show you the clip. Everybody's already seen it, I know, from the Bernie Sanders rally, where the guy's talking about how God's a rapist and shoots his sperm all over America.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to see that one, but there's so many F words in it. I couldn't do that there. I couldn't do it to him because there is so many that I couldn't. There's no, you wouldn't be, all you hear is bop, 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 bop. That's all right. So anyway, I'm going to show that later once we get off the Christian Television Network. All right. So anyway, let's go on to the next one. I could probably spend all night talking about that video. Mm-hmm. The things that are popping in my mind. There's so many different things. But anyway, all right. Paul A. Spula video. Rep, now you have all this violence going on. I actually should have put this later on, but it's good. It's a good little setup because we have all of this violence going on at these Tesla dealerships. They're burning Teslas to the ground. They're removing wheels off, smashing them, doing these violent protests there. I wonder why that is. Paul A. Cipolla video, because Jasmine Crockett is now sharing violent depictions of her and Rep. AOC attacking Republicans. Now, she does it in a pseudo-innocuous way, but she gets the point out that it's perfectly fine to physically assault Republicans. Can you play that, Aaron? I don't know if it's even got any volume on.
It does.
All right, play it.
Stop.
You can play the volume. Let the volume go. So, I mean, imagine being, there she is, a sitting member of Congress, and you're playing this. You're putting this out. This is a sitting member of Congress putting out, you have a Republican on the ground being struck by Democrats. And again, they're accusing us of being the violent ones. When are we ever violent? When is Aaron? I'm going to ask you, Brent. Maybe you know. Have you ever seen a Republican put out a video like this?
No.
I mean, listen. I am no giant fan of the Republican Party. I am of the platform, and I'll always be a Republican unless there's a viable third party choice. But I always vote Republican. I'm just saying that you never see us put this stuff out. Only Democrats do, and then accuse you of being violent. Because, of course, once again, they're projecting on you that which they are doing or that which they are. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's look at the foundation of why all this violence is happening at Tesla. Why all this criminal activity is actually happening at Tesla. Let's look at it. Kaneko the Great tweet. Now, this is a little bit of a deep dive, so I hope you guys are good with it. Reid Hoffman denies funding the Tesla protests. Okay, who is freaking Reid Hoffman? He is a tech entrepreneur from Silicon Valley, hyper leftist. And if you're wondering where you've heard that name before, you heard it because he is the funding behind the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit of Donald Trump. That this alleged rape that occurred 30 years ago with no address, no phone number, no witnesses, no DNA, no video footage, nothing, no cooperating witness testimony, nothing. He and also funded the getting the statute of limitations changed. Got state law change. You listen, in order to get state law change, you got to have a lot of dollars and you got to have the right blue politicians in place, which they do with Letitia James and Alvin Bragg. So anyway, they changed the statute of limitations so that Trump could be charged with a civil offense. It's a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense of allegedly sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll, which, by the way, is another woman that if I was married to, I'd be very tempted to blow my own brains out. If you ever looked at her, Tom, you shouldn't be so much about looks. You know what? There's no problem if someone tries the best they can with what they have. No problem. I don't care. I mean, seriously, no problem at all. But when you purposely make yourself ugly like these women, and you know how you can really make yourself ugly? Join the Democratic Party. You automatically go from, if you're already a dime, you go right to nickel and on your way down to penny. So Reid Hoffman denies it, that he's involved with funding the Tesla protests. Why would you care if you funded some Tesla protests? Well, because they're turning violent, as everything on the left always does. They murder the unborn. They cause sex trafficking at the border. They traffic in fentanyl. They cause all the child rapes. They're big into pedophilia, minor attracted people. They're always the violent ones every single time. And you see, the thing that you need to understand is that a Nazi today will gladly call you a Nazi to defame you, to discredit you. They'll gladly do it, but then they're kind of discrediting themselves. No, it's all part of the camouflage. Yet he is a major funder of Indivisible, a group actively funding the organization, or the funding and organizing the anti-Trump demonstration. See how it all works? Do you see how it all works? Alvin Bragg says he didn't receive any Soros-backed money. Is that true? Well, directly from Soros, no, but just from Soros' PAC, the Soros funds. And Reid Hoffman's playing the same ridiculous, stupid game here. He himself is not handing a check to the protesters. He's handing a check to Indivisible, which hands a check to the protesters. Organizing anti-Trump demonstrations at Tesla showrooms, factories, and dealerships, events that have led to widespread vandalism, Indivisible explicitly offers reimbursements up to $200 for groups staging protests against Musk and Tesla locations nationwide. So the man who funded the fake rape allegations against Donald Trump, the statute of limitations changes in New York City, is now funding the anti, and he's a multi-billionaire. Because, what's it called, Aaron? LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn.
He's the one who made LinkedIn and sold it for billions of dollars. To, of course, Microsoft. But anyway, so he himself is not handing people checks. He hands his checks to the people who hand them checks and then claims he's not funding it and puts out a tweet saying he's not funding it. All right, so let's go to the next one. So I want to, here's Reid, another fat, effeminate man trying to control the world, trying to control the United States of America. That's Reid Hoffman right there. That's him. Reid Hoffman, who, again, needs to mix in some salad. But anyway, Reid Hoffman is this is off of LinkedIn. Reid Hoffman is a Silicon Valley investor, entrepreneur, and podcaster. That ought to be an interesting podcast. He's best known for co-founding LinkedIn, the world's largest professional networking site, in 2003. 2016, Microsoft acquired LinkedIn for $26.2 billion. So he has no problem funding Indivisible, which is funding the protests at Tesla, which are leading to multiple crimes. And Hoffman joined, also didn't, he not only sold it to Microsoft, he also joined Microsoft's board. So who's he close with? Because that was 2003. Billy! He's buddies with Billy Gates, of course. Shocking, they all know each other. Hoffman is also a partner of Greylock Partners, a venture capital firm. So there it is, another fat, effeminate man trying to control the world. Here's another one for you. If you guys could put up the pic of Norm Eisen next. This is the guy behind, and we're going to ship back to Tesla, but I need you to remember two names. I need you to remember the name Norm Eisen and Reid Hoffman, because these are the people, these two guys. This effeminate, very effeminate man, if you listen to him, he kind of talks like this. It's some lawsuits. I'll read his bio to you using his own voice. Norm L. Eisen is an American attorney, author, and former diplomat. He's a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institute. That's how he talks. That's the kind of guy he is. Another effeminate man trying to govern the world, trying to control via totalitarian means the world. This guy here, as you have Norm Eisen, I mean, Reid Hoffman, is the guy behind the Tesla protests. He's the guy behind the persecutions of Donald Trump funding the E. Jean Carroll. Now switch back to Norm Eisen. This guy is the guy behind all of these lawsuits that you're seeing right now, stopping Trump initiatives, whether it's freezing funding for useless AID programs like circumcisions in Mozambique or the firing of actual US AID employees. This is the guy behind all these things. You need to remember the names. Everyone thinks of those Kamala Harris, AOC, Ilhan Omar. No, the people that are actually behind it are the people who are receiving NGO money, which, believe me, this guy is receiving a butt ton of NGO money. So Norm Eisen is American attorney, author, and former diplomat. He is a senior fellow in governance studies at the NGO-funded and NGO itself, Brookings Institute. Gee, I wonder why he doesn't want the NGO funding to stop, because he himself has made a multimillionaire by NGO funding. NGO funding is not NGO funding. It is taxpayer funds. Now, I've told you this, and I don't mean to be overly redundant. I'm just telling you that what our entire country is about right now is funding Democratic Party initiatives through NGOs using taxpayer dollars, solely taxpayer dollars. He's also, of course, a CNN analyst, because what else would he be? He's part of the Goebbels propaganda network. He's part of the NGO propaganda. I mean, the NGO network. And he's the co-founder of another NGO called States United Democracy Center. And you and I fund him to sue our president. No wonder they're all so upset. They don't want the funding to stop for them to sue Donald Trump, because none of these people can actually produce a good or service themselves. They can't produce a good or service. They don't have the ability to manage a McDonald's. Some of you in the chat right now, you are owners and operators, or you run businesses. This guy doesn't have any ability to do any of those things. He sits his butt, his effeminate rear end, at the Brookings Institutes and pontificates about ideas that he'll never do. He's the one that I played the podcast, played on the podcast last week, who sat by, he had his phone ready, and they had a person standing by. And as soon as Trump swore in his, I'm talking about 1 second after, he hit dial and they told the person file the lawsuit. That's he brags about doing that. Here's the organization that he founded. Citizens of Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, another NGO funded by you. So you get to fund this baby butchering COVID whore prostitute, this guy right here. So they call it CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. The exact opposite of whatever these people are is what they name their NGOs. Roll Call reported that CREW doesn't disclose its donor debt list. Isn't that a surprise, Aaron? That's a surprise. Yeah. You don't want to disclose its donor list?
Yeah, shocking.
We have no problem disclosing it here. We're 501c3 at Foundation Church. You want to know? I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm not, everyone practicing evil, hate slide does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. We're not worried about that because we're not practicing evil. But donors to CREW, again, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, have included such groups as NGO, Democracy Alliance, NGO, Service Employees and International Union, well, that's not an NGO, the ARCA Foundation, which is an NGO, and the Gill Foundation, which is an NGO. So the NGO is funding another NGO to fund another NGO, all funded by Brent, Aaron, me, and you. We fund our own opposition. We fund our own hell on earth. Isn't that great? And people like this are the purveyors of hell on earth. Norm Eisen, remember, Norm Eisen and Reid Hoffman. Those are the people behind the scenes right now. All right, go to the next one for me. Josh Dunlap tweet. Breaking, Director of National Intelligence, all things Trump right now. Tulsi Gabbard revokes security clearances for Antony Blinken, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zaid, and Norm Eisen. That's weird, isn't it? Because they all work for these massive conglomeration law firms. And where do all the law firms get their money? Aaron, do you have any idea where they all get their money from?
NGOs?
Exactly. They get their money from NGOs.
Yeah.
They get you and I. We'll pick one of these stupid names. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. All right. Yeah. So, you know, that one's too long. Let's go Brookings Institute. So we you and I send $10 billion a year, let's just say, to Brookings Institute. I'm just making the numbers up. Well, then the Brookings Institute hires the law firm that employs Reid Hoffman, or that employs Norm Eisen. So everybody working at the Brookings Institute is either an absolute rhino Republican, which is a leftist that's calling themselves a right winger and calling themselves a Republican. You know, the Mitt Romneys and Susan Collinses of the world. But anyway, so they get an endowment from you and I, our taxpayer dollars, via USAID or any other government institution. And they get billions of dollars, and they pay hundreds of millions of dollars in salaries to the Democrats who fully staff the Brookings Institute. Then the Brookings Institute goes and hires Norm Eisen's law firm, and Norm Eisen has security clearance. That's a top secret security clearance. So what Trump is doing is disallowing these people from actually getting work inside of the D.C. swamp, because nobody's going to hire them without a security clearance.
Yep.
And you look, who's the other one right there? Andrew Weissman. You know, Robert Mueller's Pitbull. Another. I mean, you ever listen to Andrew Weissman talk? I mean, seriously, he talks just like this. Founder of the United States, United Democracy Center. That's how Andrew Weissman talks. You're like, Tommy, you shouldn't be so mean. You know what? You know, it's just, I'm trying not to be too bad. But I said bad stuff on Sunday. I'm already in trouble. For the stuff I said on Sunday, because I told certain class of women to go find a pole, and I was talking about a stripper pole, and some people took that as some sort of sexual thing. I'm like, how do you take that as a sexual thing? It's obviously, I said, go find a steel pole. Mm-hmm. Said women who breastfeed in public. Okay, just put their boobs out there for everybody to see. It's kind of, it's almost like women that go to those trans shows and get all turned on by these guys with taped up penises. This is stuff I used to say from the pulpit that I've stopped saying as much of. 80% cutback. But anyway, so I made a statement that if you're going to do that, you might as well go get a steel pole. And most everybody got it, but some people took it as some kind of pseudo-sexual thing. So if you did, I don't apologize. Think about what I'm saying. You know what I mean? But anyway, just want to make that clear. You know, there's 1,000 people watching right now. Some of them are probably at Foundation Church on Sunday. Either. Just so you know, it wasn't intended as a sexual thing. It was intended as a stripper thing. So anyway. But anyway, so onward. Aaron, put that back up. That's Andrew Weissman. You need to remember that name too. He's been defanged. He's not as much a prominent figure, but he is behind the scenes. This is the guy who orchestrated 42 FBI agents for almost 2 years and $40 million worth of an investigation into collusion where he knew, Mueller knew, Rod Rosenstein knew, Andrew McCabe knew, Jim Comey knew. Just Jim Comey's in the White House with Brennan, with Hussein Obama, and with Joe Biden himself, Noah, saying that all of them were discussing the very fact that the collusion hoax was in fact a collusion hoax orchestrated by Hillary Clinton and the DNC via another law firm that Trump has removed the security clearance from, Perkins Coie, which is Mark Elias, which is another name you need to remember. So this guy right here investigated for 2 years an incident that he knew didn't exist. Imagine that. Brent, you're a former cop. Imagine investigating. In your mind, you know the thing didn't exist, but you fervently investigate it?
No.
Somebody comes up to you, and they just say, you know what? I'm just going to make up that there's a theft. Well, I'll investigate that for 2 years for you. That's what happened. He knew that. He absolutely knew it. He knew what, there was no collusion. There was nothing. The collusion is not a crime anyway, but I'm just saying, he knew there was no collusion incident, but he had investigated for 2 years. That's why Mueller had to go up there and humiliate himself. Really, just an absolute public debasing of the man who deserved it because he's a globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist moron. But anyway, so he goes up there and humiliates himself because this guy behind the scenes was feeding Mueller, we need to investigate this. And Mueller was kind of, it appears he had dementia. Was just out of it, so Weissman could just do whatever he wanted for 2 years and wasted $40 million. And of course, I'm sure himself received millions of dollars and paid for it. All right, let's go to the next one. Adam Hughes video, terror. Democrats are paying the protesters. So I remember now, Reid Hoffman says that he's not paying them via Indivisible. That's the name of his organization. But he doesn't pay the protesters. He pays the organization that pays the protesters. And here's one of the Elon protesters who seems rather disengaged. This guy seems like, you know what, I'll just do anything for $200. That's what he seems like. So this guy seems to be not, you know, very passionate about the protests he's a part of because he's being paid to be there. Play it for me.
Yeah, I get paid to be out here.
You get paid to be out here?
Yeah.
Amazing. Just some pack.
You really are getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh. Definitely. 100% I'm getting paid for this.
I'm reading some of what you guys are saying on here in the chat. Jules, 21 hours. I have 2 poles in my house for fitness. No stripping here. That's fine. Granted, 2468. At producer Aaron asked Tom if he should bring a stripper pole next Sunday. I think I should probably let it go. I got in some trouble about it. I mean, I didn't get in some trouble, but people were saying that basically that I was out of line, but won't be the first. It's not the first. And Aaron, probably not the last. I've had to go to Aaron more than once and say, hey, could you edit that out of my sermon, please? So good anyway, times. That's good just times. Kind of part of being me. But anyway, sometimes if you're like, you'll say anything and you're not controlled at all, well, you can go too far too. So you kind of got to watch it. What was that last video even about? Now I forgot. You guys are ruining me in the chat.
Being paid to.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the activist there is being paid $200 to stand there. He's kind of like, yeah, I'm being paid. You never hear him say that. Yeah, I'm being paid. Because he's just like taking the check and going home.
Heck yeah.
But here's what's actually happening. You can just, Aaron, you can leave the sound on and I'll just talk over it. But this is Adam Hughes' video. This is
terror.
Multiple Democratic NGOs have coordinated attacks on Tesla. So here it is. Yeah, this is what's actually going on. Now, again, Reid Hoffman says that he's not paying anybody to do this. He's just paying the people that pay them to do this. And this is look at that. Hey, that's my future truck right there, Brent. That's my future truck right there. Electric car. So, I mean, this is what's actually happening right now. Okay, you can mute it, Aaron. So, Adam Hughes' video, multiple Democrat NGOs have coordinated attacks on Tesla dealerships, staff, and vehicles. Last night, a number of Cybertrucks were torched in Seattle. There's kind of Tesla's pseudo headquarters in Seattle. And that will make sense in a minute when I show you some people from Seattle that are basically threatening Elon Musk. We're torched in Seattle. Democrats are becoming increasingly more desperate and violent and then accusing us of being violent. They're Nazis, and then they accuse us of being the Nazis. All right, Andy, no tweet. Go to the next one, Brett. Sorry, no warning on that. Andy, no tweet. Now, who's actually doing this, Aaron? Let's look, shall we? Mm. They are. I'm sure they go by they, them.
Yeah.
Between the attempted bombing of Tesla's store in Loveland, Colorado, and the bombings, and the firebombing, so you have a bombing of the Tesla store in Loveland, Colorado, and the firebombing and shooting of the Tesla store in Salem, Oregon, both apprehended suspects are Trans-Tifa activists.
Trans-Tifa
activists. Justin Thomas Nelson and Lucy Grace. AKA Lucy Grace Nelson. Imagine changing your name from Justin Thomas Nelson to Lucy Grace Nelson. And Adam Matthew Lansky, AKA Allison Tesla. This follows a recent assassination attempt of conservative politicians. When do we ever attempt to assassinate anybody? Oh, J6, they had zip ties. Yeah, the Trans-Tifa activists had them. And I mean that because it's all one and the same. Trans-Tifa, Antifa, they're all the same. There's the Trans-Tifa are men with taped up penises, and the Antifa are men without taped up penises. That's how it is. For life is actually quite simple. This follows a recent assassination attempt of conservative politicians in D.C. by a trans suspect named Ryan Michael English, a.k.a. Riley English. So there, look at these guys. This is who's actually attacking Elon Musk. Remember, if you're that woman who lopped off all her hair protesting Elon Musk in front of the Capitol with a mask on in 2025 outside, this is what you're in favor of. Always remember what it is you're protesting against and what you're protesting for. So this is why the Democrats are getting slaughtered right now. They bring Van Jones on CNN or MSNBC, and he's an idiot, but he has no idea what to say. I can't talk about my party right now. It's too much in disarray. That's an absolute fact. I have that video, but I just didn't bring it because I just didn't want to play it. But this is just a Democrat talking about the disaster that is the Democratic Party. But here, if you're going to sit there and protest Elon Musk, you're protesting the person who's actually bringing light into darkness. You're actually protesting the person exposing waste, corruption, and fraud. And that makes you, if you are protesting the person exposing waste, corruption, and fraud, then what does that make you as a protester in favor of waste, corruption, and fraud? All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. Paul H. Cipulla video. Oh, here we go. And I know, Aaron, this has middle fingers on it, but we're going to roll with it because we're not saying it. We're just showing you what somebody did. Paul H. Cipulla video. Leftist in NYC goes bananas when a Cybertruck drives by him. Play it for me. Now, just side by side that one for me. We're the violent ones? We're the violent ones. You and I are the violent ones? What about this guy? When does a Republican ever act like? Show me one video of a Republican ever acting like this, please. I'll play it I promise you. If you're a leftard and you're watching right now, 10 minutes on CTN, we got left, and you happen to be watching, right, remember, you're scrolling through the channels, please log on Rumble, get an account, take you all 2 minutes, and send it to me. Send me one Republican ever behaving like this. And then calling us the violent ones. Because the Cybertruck drives by. How do you know that's not a leftist driving the Cybertruck? that could be this guy, you bring it back to me. That could be that guy's dream Democrat. A woman who's aborted she's aborted as many fetuses as she has vaccinations. 10 each. Dream Democrat. Mengele style vaccinations through the roof and aborting tons of babies. And then he's down there effing them off and pounding on their car, which again, committing another crime. All right, let's go to another one. Where the heck am I? Adam Hughes video. Oh, remember now, Cybertruck's being burned down in Seattle. I wonder why they're being burned down in Seattle. Well, Adam Hughes video. Valerie Costa of Seattle. Play for me.
Val, maybe we could start off with a little bit of, can you just actually tell us what Tesla takedown is? It's not takedown Tesla, it's Tesla takedown.
Tesla takedown. Yeah, there's a website called teslatakedown.com. Which is a website you can go to, get some background on the campaign. And it essentially is a map where anybody in the world can put an action up for targeting Tesla. And so I've been involved in that campaign, and in particular, planning actions in the Seattle area targeting Tesla.
And Tesla Takedown, there's a spirit out there, which had already, as we saw with Luigi Mangione, there's a spirit which is very anti-corporate, very anti-billionaire, very anti-sort of elite. And Tesla Takedown is also tapping into some of that spirit as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I would say it's just what I've noticed being involved in organizing in the Seattle area for some time, especially after the election and the inauguration, people were like, what do we do? We don't want to just waste our energy protesting for the sake of protesting. And especially in Seattle, and I would say on the West Coast, I'm sure it's true of many places, we're really far from the center of power in government. And I think as it became clear that Elon Musk was taking on this outsized role at the federal level, totally, I would say, criminal role nationally, we're like, oh, wait, like, we can target Elon here because his company, the source of the majority of his wealth, has numerous locations in the Seattle area. And ultimately, money talks. And we've planned, whether it was troublemakers or partners that we've been working with over the last few weeks, have planned multiple actions at Tesla.
We should listen to the last sentence that she said. We are planning, whether it be troublemakers or she just said it. Aaron says, how can this even be legal? She says, we're planning these things, whether it be troublemakers or others, to conduct these acts against Elon Musk. And remember, they're using the spirit of a murderer named Luigi Mangione. Everybody remember, he's the one who gunned down Aaron, got the name for me, Brian Thompson. Brent got me the other name from United Healthcare. And you might be, oh, yeah, but Brian Thompson was evil. He was running a multinational conglomerate, United Healthcare, fraudulent insurance company. Well, you know, all insurance companies are fraudulent to some degree. But I'm just saying, you don't have the right to murder them. It's just like the Christian who murders the abortion doctors going to the same hell.
Yep.
So these people are patterning their organization called the Tesla Takedown after the spirit of a murderer who on video gunned a man down with a silencer. On video. And we're the violent ones? You're like, Tom, get over it. They call us violent every day. I have a video. I'm gonna get to these at the end when we're off of CTN, of our opposition with Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett just recently said it. She said 80% of the crime in this violent crime in this country is committed by white supremacists. Where? 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 When? You have an organization. Does Jasmine Crockett ever not go on to the, does she have paying attention to what's actually happening in the world? Absolutely not, because she has her head too far shoved up her rectum. But there's no right wing organization called the Biden Takedown, the whatever business takedown. We don't do those things. We don't run next to cars, flipping them the bird and smashing on the side of them. We don't do that. If anything, when we're standing on the side of the road, we stand on the side of the road with, and there's people who flip the bird and stuff. You're allowed to do that, free speech. You deal with God on it, but I'm just saying, you're allowed to do it under the Constitution of the United States of America, but we don't run along bashing into the side of cars, punching cars. So she actually says at the Tesla Takedown, anybody who wants can take action, can action for target against Elon Musk. Can take action to target Elon Musk at the Tesla Takedown. And now there's all of this violence. And again, here's the thing. They're violent. But my main problem is then they project that onto us and call us violent. Imagine it's, and again, it's hierarchical hypocrisy. They believe it's how, what I mean by hierarchical hypocrisy is this. They know they're hypocrites. They know they're hypocritical, but it's okay because their cause is so good. Their cause is so important that they are allowed to be violent as they condemn violence in every other area of life, which they don't anyway, because these are the same people. And again, an abortionist is an abortionist. You know, somebody who believes in the infanticide of the unborn, the eugenicist is a eugenicist. That's just who they are. That's in their spirit, again, because that actually comes from John 8:44 and 45. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. That's why these people have no problem. Do you think that if they actually murdered Elon Musk, they'd ever care? I could show you 10 videos right now. I could have Aaron go onto Twitter right now. Don't do it, Aaron. Go onto Twitter right now and pull down 10 videos off of TikTok of Democrats threatening to commit to murder Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Where's Secret Service? But anyway, we don't behave like that. They do. They're the ones who actually do those things. We don't do those things. They do. Got to show you this one. Gunther Eagleman video. These protesters make me want to buy a Tesla. I already have. I'm thinking about it myself. Here it is at an NYC car, Tesla dealership. Play for me.
What the?
Wait, what is this? Whoa, what the hell? What the hell?
Where do we get a mouth on?
Wait, what are you doing to this guy?
My name's Frankie, and I'm getting arrested today protesting Elon Musk. He bought his way into office. He bought his way into heading a government agency. He bought his power at the expense of the American people, at the expense of our environment, at the expense of our world, and all of the people in it.
Aaron, what's the terminal? What's it called? Incel?
Incel.
Is that what it is? It's involuntarily celibate, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here is the poster child. Now, it. Again, another Democratic Party activist right now. And I love how the person tried to make a faux, like, bad police scene. What are you doing to that guy? The guy's resisting arrest over and over and over again. So he gets thrown to the ground and handcuffed like everybody should be who resists arrest. That's what you have to do. What do you want? What do you want to just keep talking to him? You know what do you mean? I was a cop for 25 years. Brent was a cop. Yo, they resist enough. They got to go down. What are you doing to that guy? We're arresting him. Nobody's throwing punches. They're arresting him. But anyway, so you have this is right here. Here's the poster child for the 2025 Democratic Party. There they are, another violent protest at a Tesla dealership funded by Reid Hoffman. Again, Silicon founder of LinkedIn, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, who says he's not doing it, but he's actually funding the 501c3, probably NGO, called Indivisible, that is funding the incel poster child of the year right here, who really at a glance could be trans. Can't tell, male, female. I really have no idea what's going on there. I mean, she has the whole SNL Pat thing going on. Indistinguishable of what this person's actually doing. So yeah, who knows what that is? Tom, you're mean. I know, and she deserves it. You want to act like an idiot? Fine. If you want to actually remove every essence of womanhood from yourself, you can. To where you've gone from being like this, like a woman, to being like this. Like Mr. Potato Head, that's you. You want to be Mr. Potato Head? That's on you. That's got nothing to do with me. I'm just going to simply point out that you look like Mr. Potato Head. And when I'm fat, I call myself fat too, just so you know. But anyway, and wokeness video. Let's go to the next one. So here's Jasmine Crockett about what's going on in America with all this violence. Play it for me.
If you really want to know who the criminals are in this country, you can Google it. You don't have to trust me. But the people that commit 80% of the most violent crimes in this country are white supremacists.
Let me make sure y'all got the facts. Most extreme crimes that take place in this country are committed by white supremacists. 80%.
80%. 18%. That's a bold-faced lie. Is she getting that from the UCR? Uniform Crime Report? No. If it's 18%. I mean, a lot of these people use demonic conviction. Mm-hmm. The exact opposite of Holy Ghost conviction. 18%, because if it's demonic conviction, you are telling lies with demonic conviction. Yo, she could have gone up and she knew she was lying. Well, you know, 80% or whatever. No, she's 18%. Based on what? Where? What? Anybody name one crime in the last 10 years from white supremacist terrorists? Where? Who's doing what? Where? The only crimes against transgenders are transgenders against transgenders. Now, transgenders are committing lots of crime, like the two that we just outlined against Tesla, but firebombing and committing vandalism against Tesla. And I believe the other one was a shooting attempt, was also from Transtiva. So they're committing lots of violence, but nobody's actually committing any violence against them, except for the following: other transgender people, or people that are hiring transgenders as hookers commit violence against those transgender guys. That's it. Namely, black men. That's the UCR. It's got nothing. I'm not a racist. I'm just telling you. That's from the UCR. That's from the FBI themselves. The FBI, that's what the FBI considers to be palatable. Not true, but palatable. So it's all just lies. So 18%. She's a bold-faced liar. And then all the sycophants out there, because you have a dumber scenario. She's dumb. The people that are listening to her are dumber. Oh, yeah. Where is it? Like I said, during COVID, I'm just curious where all the bodies are. Because as a cop, you know how a dead body scene works. You have to determine whether it's a crime scene or not, whether it was voluntary, involuntary, natural death, non-natural death. You have to go through this whole scenario. So I know it works. So I'm looking for all the bodies because there's a pandemic going on. There have to be a lot of bodies, and there have to be a lot of body snatching trucks, right? Would everybody agree? So there's an 80% crime rate. That 80% of crimes are committed by white supremacists. We would obviously have pictures of that. There would be incidents. Some, again, I told you I have no life, so I'm scrolling day in and day out. I'm either prepping messages for church or I'm getting data for podcasts. That's what I do. That's my whole life. And walking the dog. That's what I do. So I don't see any. And I'm on left side and I'm on right side. I don't see any. Believe me, if Krasenstein, either one of the two Lawn Dwarf twins, if they actually had a white supremacist crime scene, believe me, we'd be seeing it nonstop 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
There isn't any. So 80% is just a bold-faced lie. All right, let's go to this one. Johnny Maga video. Oh, I already played that. We'll just skip it. I already played that. That's my favorite lopped-off hair lady from the Capitol. We already played it a couple times. That's good enough. All right, let's go to this one. Older millennial video. I'm embarrassed that this woman represents my state. Older millennial lives in the state of Florida along with us. Represents my state. This is, I don't know her name. It's Debbie. And his head's blocking and something. Well, I don't know. She's not my congressman is Stubbe, Greg Stubbe. But anyway, she's a congresswoman in the state of Florida. I'm embarrassed that this woman represents my state and openly lies to the people she's supposed to represent. Play for me.
Okay, so normally I wouldn't even address a post like this, but this post is coming from a Democrat congresswoman in my state. So I think it's important that we call out her misinformation. So the original tweet said $12 billion was allocated to the Navy for subs, not one submarine was built. Elon asked, where did your taxpayer money go? And Debbie here said billions of our tax dollars have flowed to Elon Musk. She said that we're witnessing the biggest government heist in U.S. history. Except she left out a really crucial piece of information. That being that since Donald Trump has been in office, Elon Musk has won zero contracts. None. SpaceX, Tesla, they've gotten nothing. In fact, that $17 billion that went to SpaceX and Tesla, all of that was under the Biden administration. All of that money was allocated by Democrats. So if we are witnessing the biggest government heist in U.S. history, the Democrats are the accomplices. Because Donald Trump has not awarded Elon a cent. He has not awarded Elon's companies a cent. In fact, he canceled one for like $40 billion. So if you're going to represent Florida, Debbie, get your facts right.
Yeah, again, it's just, I mean, this is, again, just like Jasmine Crockett, 80%, okay? If you're gonna put out false facts, and again, this is what Democrats do. Of course, they say that what we put out is false, and then we are causing violence. Remember now, Trump was facing basically seditious conspiracy charges, insurrection charges, under Tanya Shuckin and Jack Smith up till it all got thrown out. Because Donald Trump, they said, caused the insurrection, even though I believe that just like he said with Charlottesville, not the white supremacists, absolutely not the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis. And just like at J6, he said peacefully and patriotically protest, that there's nothing Trump can do. It's just like Democrats sitting there for the State of Union. There's nothing I can do to make you happy. There's nothing we can do to dissuade you from your narrative and your Goebbels bold-faced lies. But anyway, so Debbie Mercosso, I remember her running now, Mercosso Powell, we'll just call her Debbie Powell. So Debbie Powell is saying that Elon Musk is enriching himself. It's exactly the opposite. He had one contract coming in under Donald Trump. And by the way, there's numerous other contracts, obviously SpaceX, because again, like Joe Rogan said, who in the world's going to actually know it wasn't Joe Rogan as a politician? I can't remember who it was. But anyway, it was Scott Jennings. He said, who's going to rescue our astronauts without Elon Musk? We got them sitting up there for 8 months. They could have been rescued 5-6 months ago, but Joe Biden didn't want to do it pre-election. Oh, there, yeah, there we go. There. Thank you, Aaron. You shouldn't do that to me. You put the mask stuff up. There's like a 30-minute mask diatribe that's in my head every time I see one of those things. So she says that, and all that Elon Musk is, only thing that's happened to Elon Musk since he's taken over the Doge compartment, the Department of Doge, Department of Government Efficiency, is he lost a $400 million contract, and I believe the older millennial said he's had other contracts canceled too, for so you don't end up with a conflict of interest. Democrats ever do that? No, they actually love conflicts of interest. Look at their judges, whether it's Mershon or numerous others, the judges that are cutting, that are not allowing Trump to cut USAID funding, themselves and their relatives are funded via USAID NGOs, which again, it's not USAID money, it's our money. Let me go to the next one. Sorry, my nose is itchy so bad. I don't know if there's like something in the air right now. But anyway. All right, Lord Bebo video. I'm just showing you this because it's freaking funny. And it had something to do with Tesla. Guy in a Tesla doesn't want to die for Zelensky. So here's a guy that is running from. Now, we've shown you numerous videos of their quote-unquote recruitment under the democracy of Volodymyr Zelensky. Remember, the democracy with that the opposition parties have all been banned. Opposition media has all been banned. Elections have been banned. And the Russian Orthodox Church has been banned. But other than that, they're quintessential democracy. So this guy, so these stormtroopers that they send around to forcibly conscript soldiers, as J.D. Vance told Zelensky you were doing, it wasn't a debacle. I'm not going to call it a debacle. Zelensky meltdown in the Oval Office where J.D. Vance saying you're having to conscript soldiers, force people up to the front lines. Well, this guy driving the Tesla was one of those people they were trying to conscript. And look what happened to the person trying to conscript them. Play it for me. So the guy doesn't want to go into the meat grinder on the front line. So, you know, the guy trying to force him into the military ends up going for a ride on a Tesla. Just had to show you that during the Tesla portion of the show tonight. All right, let me go to this. Sad stuff. Of course, we talked about this at the beginning. Alex Jones, writer, one of the main people behind InfoWars, named Jamie White, was murdered in Austin, Texas, either late last, you call it early this morning because he was there. At InfoWars, working late into the night. He is actually known as Alex Jones's best writer. Here's a Mike Benz video, Alex Jones talking about his murder. Play for me.
I come to the InfoWars family of viewers and listeners into the world with some really horrible news. There are a lot of really cool people that have worked at InfoWars over the years, and one of the most amazing people was Jamie White. You know him as a great reporter and researcher. He was up here last night working late during the Sunday show and after it. And we even have his last post on X where he responded to Elon Musk. Jamie was murdered last night outside of his home, just a few miles away from our studios. And we are the folks here breaking that news first because his family has been notified. And his good personal friends here that were very close to Jamie have talked to his folks and family. We sent some people over this morning when he didn't answer the phone because he's always here early, loves to work, loves to fight tyranny, loves to promote freedom. And when they got to the apartment complex, there was yellow tape everywhere and blood all over the parking lot. And we went and talked to the manager. They didn't know anything. Just like everybody else we see in the left, they just very laissez-faire, but our crew member saw a police officer and went and talked to them, and they made a phone call and she had the details when she talked to him and knew Jamie. The police officer said yes. He died at the hospital. Very soon after they got him there, the police responded within 2 minutes, and they had him at the hospital, where he was pronounced dead within 18 minutes.
Now, can anybody guess, of course, in Austin, Texas, and I said this on Sunday morning from the pulpit, you say things like this from the pulpit, absolutely. No holds barred, don't care. No politics from the pulpit, it's not a Bible verse, that's crap blown off. But anyway, I said this because I was talking about Austin, Texas, because I was talking about the transgender study coming out of the University of Texas. But in this particular sense here, Austin, Texas is one of the most liberal cities, not in America, on the planet. Please understand that. Leftist mayor, leftist, the police here did a good job, so I'm not going to denigrate the police because according to Alex Jones, did a good job. Leftist mayor, leftist, whether you call it, some people call them state attorneys or district attorneys, we'll call them district attorney. Now, can anybody guess who got the district attorney? Now, they're not prosecuting violent offenders. What they do, of course, is the standard Soros strategy of not prosecuting violent offenders for their gun crimes, so they create a gun crime problem and then go confiscate guns from lawful gun owners. That's the reason why they make sure that they proliferate gun crime. They want gun crime, so it gives them some sort of launching pad, some sort of justification. Come take Brent's guns, take my guns, take your guns, take Aaron's guns. That's the point, lawful gun owners' guns. Look at all the gun crime. We got to keep you for when they shall say peace and safety, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. When they shall say, verse 2, for when they shall say peace and safety, we got to keep you safe. Because look at all this gun crime. Yes, we caused it. Just like, look at this pandemic. Who actually created the man-made virus? Oh, we did. But look at this pandemic. We got to save you from it when they shall say peace and safety. So who was it that elected their district attorney? George Soros. Oh, we didn't receive any money from George Soros. That's what the district attorney will say. No, you just received it from the Soros-funded PAC. Yeah. It's just like Norm Eisen. I'm not sending any money to these violent protesters, although he loves the violence, at these Tesla dealerships. Reid Hoffman. I'm not giving those protesters any of their $200 a piece payment for going. I'm not doing that. Indivisible's doing it, which is the organization that he funds.
Yep.
That's how it all works. And again, it's not even smart. Bongino talks about this all the time. These people are not James Bond. They're not James Bond. They're not smart people. They're just very conflicted people. They're very zealous people, but they're very stupid people. So Reid Hoffman, Norm Eisen, I've always flip flop in my mind. But Reid Hoffman doesn't think it's traceable. You're not giving them any checks. Reid Hoffman, but we can go to Indivisible, who is giving them checks, and you're the one who funds Indivisible. You don't think we can chase down that money trail? So here was Jamie White's last post 16 hours ago when I first did it. And he actually posted to Elon Musk. Yay, why are liberals so violent? And he himself was murdered. Legacy media propaganda is a major part of the problem. So he was responding to an Elon Musk. He was reposting an Elon Musk post, and what Elon was saying, why are liberals so violent? And I'm really curious about. I'm very curious about who actually murdered Jamie White, because I know obviously people want to murder Alex Jones. We know that, and they tried to murder him fiscally. They tried to ruin his life and his family, and tried to destroy him. And because people like him, people like Bannon, people like Bongino, Alex Jones more so than anything, because he's been deep diving on all this stuff and exposing all this stuff for decades now. Decades. He's 6 years younger than me. He's been doing this for decades. So I'm just very curious about, and that now they come and murder, because this guy, you know, Alex Jones probably has some manner of protection around him, because he has to, because of all the threats on his life. But Jamie probably didn't. And because Jamie probably isn't even known. He's not like, you know, Owen Schroyer is on there, you know, broadcasting. So this is just really sad. I hate it. So let's try to finish on a funny note at least here. So I put together a little oppo spiel here. Now, we in America don't like Voldemar Zelensky, we don't ban our opposition, opposition parties, opposition media, Orthodox Church, and we don't ban elections. But we do get to make fun of all these people. So let's look at now. Here's the strategy against Donald Trump. Now, let's just keep, we'll play all five of these in a row, guys, unless I tell you to stop, which I probably am after three, just to warn you. But here is the Democratic Party strategy against Donald Trump. This first one, it's so funny to watch old people try to talk young. Play it for me.
Yo, this is the ranking Rizzler on appropriations, serving Connecticut's 3rd District. It's time to enter your dark academia Congress era. All right, besties, House appropriation is the money moves in Congress. We are not chasing the bag, we are the bag. Democrats are making life smoother through government funding. It's giving, it's giving. So Sigma, main character energy. But Republicans' project 2025 is mad sus. Eliminating the Department of Education? Negative aura points. Basically, the biggest phantom tax on the environment, on your education, and your rights. Big L, posting it online, buddy. Democrats understood the assignment, but go off. See how I keep you informed? Very cutesy, very demure.
You know, Aaron was saying to me, I got two more for you. Aaron was saying, you know, whoever makes the Trump ads, you know, the new like Trump ads you see that come out regularly. Well, basically, he's putting them out like once a week easily, summing up the previous week. And Aaron has said, and there's nobody more critical. Aaron's literally outside my own family, my best friend. So I love him, but there's nobody more critical on planet Earth than Aaron. Okay, just so you know, those of you who love Aaron a lot, okay, don't ever work for him. I'm just telling you. But anyway, he's tough, okay? He's nobody more critical than Aaron. So he goes, he's actually said, so you know that it's actually good when Aaron says it's good, because either he'll say nothing or criticize it. So, because it's not good. But anyway, like he said, the people putting out these Trump ads, man, they're on their game. They're really, really good. And we applaud them. You keep doing what you're doing. And to the Democrats... You're so horrible. We want you to be horrible. We want you to continue to lose elections. So who's ever in charge of all those ads that we just saw? And those are all real. Those are not spoofs. That was Jasmine Crocker being a hoochie mama with her mouth wide open. And that mouth open with the tongue has a sexual connotation to it that community. Okay? Just letting you know. That's the way that it is. And she chose to do it. That's fine. And her 18%. Okay? All that. Keep on doing it. We love you. Keep it up and run. Make sure that you run. I will make the posters for you. I will produce them. Kamala 2028. Please put out. Did you see her in the pregame? Did you see her in the pre? Aaron, can you find that pregame video?
Yeah, I'll find
with
it.
With Kamala.
Kamala, yes.
Kamala. You got to run Kamala in 2028. That was her at an AI summit talking about bowls of Doritos. Please. I mean, Democrats, run her again. She can beat Trump this time. She can do it. Run her again in 2020. Listen to all those great ideas that she has. All right, let me show you this. I mean, therefore, I am video. So this was at the Bernie Sanders rally. And so Democrats, like I told you earlier, like Van Jones, Van Jones may have an idea of why I don't even know if he really has an idea. Because if you're like, if you're a Democrat and you're a Democratic analyst like Van Jones, you're like, All of our ideas suck. It was actually Van Jones. He says, if you're going to be on the side of mocking people and criticizing people, calling them xenophobic and homophobic all the time, and then you're in favor of the status quo, people are not going to vote for you. Well, that's your party, Van. So how does your party delineate from that which it is? How does your party delineate from the things that it believes in? That would be like me saying, I want to be a Christian, but not believe in Jesus. But I still want to be a Christian. That's your party. So what are you supporting? You're obviously supporting status quo. and being critical of all other Americans, because that's what Van Jones loves to call people racist all the time. So I guess Bernie Sanders isn't getting the memo and of how to connect with America, because this is the person that he had. Why does Bernie Sanders even have a rally? Is he running? Is it time? I don't know. Is he running? I have no idea. So Bernie Sanders has a rally in Wisconsin. Why Wisconsin? Oh, probably for this. There's a big SCOTUS election. Supreme Court of Wisconsin, not the United States. Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Election coming up, so maybe that's what it's about. So Bernie Sanders is a rally in Wisconsin featuring a transgender artist singing, "Does your God have a big fat dick and cause it feels like he's effing me?" That's what they're wondering, why they're losing elections. Okay, absolute cussing, profanity, repulsive warning right here. Play it for me.
God have a big fat dick, 'cause it feels like he's fucking me. Are his balls filled with lightning? Do they tingle like heaven's keys? Does your God have a big fat dick, 'cause it feels like he's fucking me?
There you go. God. And Democrats wonder why they're losing. Aaron, just side by side that next one and mute it. And not only do they put that on a stage, what this transgender singing about God having a big fat D and being effed by God, it's so important that they have a sign language translator there to translate what he's saying to everybody. This is the 2025 Democratic Party right here. And they wonder why they're losing elections. All right, 1020, that's good. Dang, I've got a lot more. I mean, I've got a huge stack of stuff. All right, Rumble Rants tonight, USA Evergirl, $50. Thank you so much. Dave Souders, $20. Thank you so much. The one and only Nude Monk, $20. Thank you guys so much. Love each and every one of you. Listen now. Look at me now. I know there's 1,240 people watching right now. You got to stick around for the post game, because this post game is awesome. Got two parachute things you've got to see. Travis is drawn in a parachute accident averted. You got to see it. This is a real laid back, easy post game. I'm done screaming at you. It's going to start in about 30 seconds from right now. I love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9:00. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.